What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, what is up, football fans? Colt Schroeder here, aka the Buffalo Nerd, coming at you live from the Buffalo Nerd Football Hub with the week 6 NFL best bets. Last week, 3-1 again. That makes 2 weeks in a row of hitting 3-1, 2-2 the week prior. So we're on a nice little stretch here right now. So I got some good bets for you to look at this week, some games that I'm going to be putting my money on. If you choose to join me, I hope you do, because we've been slinging some winners lately. So let's continue down that. Let's move right into week 6. First game out the gate, for any of you that have been checking out the player props and all that kind of stuff, I got Baltimore -5.5 versus the New York Giants. I know the New York Giants are playing good football. They're doing well. But for me right now, I watched what happened in Baltimore. They take a tough loss to Buffalo. They come back out last week. They get a much needed home win. They've been struggling to get wins at home. They now get an opportunity to get out on the road with some momentum. I think the defense took a real step last week after they took that loss to Buffalo. In the previous week, they kind of got called out for, you know, how poorly they played. So I think that you saw last week they came out and they kind of turned more into that Baltimore defense. They had that chip on their shoulder, that attitude back out there. I don't think Daniel Jones and the New York Giants have enough playmakers at this point. I think if you get after Barkley and you really try to make Daniel beat you, and you're in this situation this week where your defense is looking good, your offense is not quite there yet, but I think this is a good opportunity against a weaker opponent in the New York Giants defense. So I'm going to roll with Baltimore -5.5. I think they're clearly the better football team, and it'll show in this game. Next one up, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take San Francisco. I've been riding with them lately. This will make 3 weeks in a row. I don't see any reason not to continue to back this football team. I understand they're traveling back across the country again here playing against Atlanta. Atlanta's covered all games this year so far against the spread, so they're playing teams tighter than what they would. But when I'm getting San Francisco -4.5, they're a way better football team. I think their offense is just continuing to get better. But most importantly, I don't think that Atlanta's going to be doing anything against this defense. San Francisco's defense is really starting to get back into that rhythm. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to side with a team that I think is better. They've proven they can travel on the road. This is a Kyle Shanahan going back to Atlanta kind of homecoming, even though it's been some years now. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to roll with San Francisco -4.5 against Atlanta. This one pains me a little bit because everybody knows that, you know, I'm a pretty good massive Bills fan out there, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take Miami +3 versus the Minnesota Vikings this week. Got Minnesota traveling down to Miami. Minnesota typically does not travel well. Kirk Cousins finds ways to really struggle when he's on the road. This team has not looked great. I understand that they're winning football games and their overall record is good, but they haven't looked any kind of sort of dominant. And so they're going to be going up against a Miami football team who's rolling out, you know, a quarterback that nobody really knows much about. I'm kind of a fan of that. I've said that last a little while ago when the Bills were getting ready to play Kenny Pickett. You don't necessarily know what you're going to get or what what they're going to try to do. So that can actually confuse you and make it rougher for you. But I like the situation this week of the Vikings traveling down to Miami. Miami cannot afford to continue to slide with the Bills playing as well as they are. So I think you're going to get everything that Miami has for you, potential for some weather. I think there's just a really good opportunity if Xavier Howard can kind of shut down Justin Jefferson and you make the Vikings win with the rest of it. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to just take Miami at home plus the three versus the Vikings this week. Now, this last one, we're moving to Monday Night Football, and I'm going to take the Denver Broncos plus 4.5 points against the LA Chargers. For me, you know, I say this a lot of you watch what I'm up to over here. Division games are always tight. The Chargers have not looked good. They have not played good football. Denver has looked awful on offense, but their defense has been very good. And I think that this feels very difficult for me to believe that the Chargers are going to find their way on a team that's getting an extra day to rest and prepare for them, and the Denver Broncos, who have been playing very good defense. Now, the offensive side of the ball is completely struggled, but the Chargers defense has not been good. And I think that we might see this week, especially in the division game, Russell Wilson gets his legs under him a little bit. He had the thing with the shoulder done earlier here in the week. I think we're going to see things open up a little bit this week. And I don't see a way for the Chargers to get over a field goal separation in this game at minimum. I actually think that the Denver Broncos will probably win this football game when it's all said and done. I just think that their defense is very, very good, and the Chargers have not shown me very much. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to lay down Denver plus 4.5 on Monday Night Football. So again, for this week, week six, we got Baltimore minus 5.5 against the New York Giants, taking San Francisco minus 4.5 against the Atlanta Falcons, going with the Miami Dolphins plus 3 against the Minnesota Vikings, and then closing it out with the Denver Broncos plus 4.5 against the Los Angeles Chargers on Monday Night Football. That's going to do it for this week's week six NFL bet. Best bets. We've been having some fun over here doing this. I hope you guys are enjoying it. Make sure you're commenting down below, subscribing, giving me a follow, all that good stuff. Enjoy your weekend, folks.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.